Welcome back, everybody. I am super excited because today I have the cosplayer of the year.
We're starting off with that. I was like, that was 2 years ago.
A Kemi Kun cosplay.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for
embrace
having
it.
Me.
Embrace it.
I will. I
2023 yeah. Cosplayer of the year, right?
Yes, correct.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you taking time out of your LA trip. Also a fellow Libra, I found out. Very exciting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Yes. I don't know that many Libras.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like they're so rare, oddly enough.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. I think it's mainly because we're relatively forgotten about. Yeah, but not in a bad way. I find it's because we're not problematic.
I agree. I actually so agree with you, and I would talk about that for too long, I think.
That's fair.
Is it because we are scared of conflict, or is it because we are the peacemakers, or is it a little bit of both?
I'd say it's a little bit of both, honestly.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think so, too. It's because I think why I've continued to pursue, like, an entertainment career in any way is because I have Leo Moon. So I've got that dog in me somewhere.
I'm trying to remember. I think my moon is Gemini, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty sure. I'd have to look that up.
I'm not going to derail us with astrology talk for too long, I promise everyone. But welcome. I'm super excited to talk to you. I feel like we, like many of my guests, see each other here and there, but never really get to like sit down and talk.
For sure. I feel like, how long have we known each other? At least like, oh God.
I know.
Like 8 years, maybe?
Yeah,
Years. Yeah. But again, it's always like, you know, in group settings or in passing, like a lot of like, you know, cosplay things go.
Right.
So this is exciting.
I know. I'm super excited. You live in Vegas.
I do.
Right? Mm-hmm. How do you like it there? How long have you lived there?
I have lived there now for 2 years, approaching three right now, I believe. Mm-hmm. I do like it a lot. It's kind of like a little mini California, honestly. Uh-huh. So you get all the perks of, you know, great food, plenty of things to do, and all that stuff, but just condensed. Because it takes 30 minutes to get from one edge of town to the next, and that's really nice.
Yeah, definitely not like L.A.
Yeah, not like L.A. No traffic unless the Super Bowl's in town or anything like that.
Right.
So, and rent's a lot cheaper. A lot cheaper.
Yeah, I've heard. I know a lot of people are moving out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Past few years.
Yeah, as much as I miss California, the benefits of Vegas for me currently at this moment in time are better right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you lived in Vegas?
Almost 3 years now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, not sick of it yet.
Yeah, I feel like you've got some time, especially if it's, I don't know, the way that I've heard it described is similar to what you were saying.
Yeah.
Like, chill. You're still close enough to LA to drive here.
Exactly.
If you need to.
The 4 hours is nothing. My sister used to live up in Sacramento for college. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, a 9-hour drive whenever I wanted to go visit her when I was still here in California. Yeah, so Vegas is nothing in comparison.
That is a wild drive.
Yeah.
9 hours. I think 4 hours is right on the cusp for me.
Yes, anything longer than 4 hours is too long, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. It's so funny, though, because, you know, just being here in L.A., it takes, you know, at least an hour to get somewhere,
yeah.
if not more. That's average.
Yeah.
And when I'm in Vegas and hanging out with Vegas locals, I'm like, oh, hey, let's go hang out here. It's 25 minutes away. And they're like, 25 minutes? That's all the way across town. That's so far.
Oh,
I'm like,
that hurts me deep in my soul.
That's too far for most people. 25 minutes is too far in Vegas.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So I used to live in Florida for a long time.
Oh.
I moved here, I want to say around 2 years ago now. But Florida, to get anywhere is around 20 minutes at least, right? Like it's so spread out. I think it's over 8 or 9 hours from like top to bottom to go from one side of Florida to the other side of Florida. It's a long boy.
Yeah.
So, especially when I moved here, people were like, oh, it's 45 minutes. That's really, really far. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is so average. Yeah. Where I have grown up and lived the majority of my life. What do you mean it's so far? Yeah. So I relate. I know what you're talking about. I think it's crazy. I don't know.
Some of these states are spoiled.
I know. They don't know how good they have it.
Yeah.
I agree. So did you grow up in California?
I did. Yeah. California, born and raised, mainly like South Orange County area.
Gotcha.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I've lived in South Orange County. I lived in up in LA for a little while, so I've been all over the place. Yeah. And Vegas is my first time I've ever been out of state.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
What I want to get on the track of, like, how you got into cosplay, but I know you have probably answered that a million times because we all have. When you were growing up, what was your, like, childhood fandoms that you were obsessed with?
Ooh. In my childhood, I would say it was, like, a lot of Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Pokemon for sure. And Sailor Moon.
Mm-hmm.
That was just kind of, like, mm-hmm. the standard. And then when I was getting a little older, and Toonami was a thing,
mm-hmm.
and it started getting a little bit more edgy. It was, like, Dragon Ball Z and Inuyasha.
Yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like
yeah.
That, yeah. And I'd say when I finally, like, started branching out into anime on my own, like things that weren't on cable or VHS at my house, it was Fullmetal Alchemist.
Mm.
That was my first anime.
Was it the original or was it Brotherhood?
It was the original.
I'm just curious.
We love Brotherhood so much better, but at the time, yeah.
I recently talked to someone who was like a big original Fullmetal Alchemist fan and doesn't like Brotherhood. And I have never really heard that take in the wild.
That's great. Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Who is this person?
I was talking to them at a party and I was drinking and now I do not remember who I was talking
to. That's a hot take.
But I remember having that conversation and being like, really? That's crazy.
That's insane. Yeah.
I've never seen the original, so I
wouldn't recommend
opinion.
It personally. Because it was early 2000s or early 2010s. I'm trying to remember exactly when it came out. But that was when it was standard for the anime studios to just take the initial concept of the manga and then just do whatever they wanted with it. That was like the trend because they weren't going to wait for the manga to finish, right?
Gotcha.
They have a show to make. They have money to make.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A lot of animes during that time would kind of follow the first like quarter of the manga
mm-hmm.
and then just kind of do their own thing.
Gotcha.
So it went completely off the rails like most anime did.
I see.
Whereas Brotherhood went back and it follows the manga like frame per frame, panel by panel. So it's like the true adaptation of the actual story.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that I've ever had that explained to me before.
Oh,
I just was like, there's an original and there's a Brotherhood.
Yes.
And everyone really likes Brotherhood.
Yes. Brotherhood is the actual manga.
Gotcha.
Not the anime interpretation that the studio did.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Whoever I was talking to was explaining it that the original was a lot darker and had more like adult themes to it.
I would disagree. I think the original story in Brotherhood is actually quite dark as well. I would say the original, the anime version, has a lot of continuities and plot holes that don't really go anywhere.
Okay. I see.
Yeah.
Well, I saw that you said in a different interview that you grew up pretty shy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider yourself shy still to this day?
Here and there, maybe. It kind of depends on what situation I'm in. But I don't think so. I ended up taking the Myers-Briggs personality test again recently.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I actually did too. That's really funny.
Recently? Nice. That's so funny. And I've been used to being introverted every time I take it. And this time I got extroverted. I was like, that can't be right.
Oh my gosh.
Ain't no way. Uh-huh. I took it again. And it was the same thing again. I was like, I don't feel like I'm extroverted, but maybe that just means I'm less shy.
Wow. Did you feel like a, like, who am I
moment? Yeah, a little bit. I was like, huh. Like, and I was reading it and it made sense, but just at heart, I don't really feel like an extroverted person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
I, in a similar vein, have always been a Ravenclaw whenever I took, like, Harry Potter tests.
Yeah.
And then took one a couple of years ago just to see Just to like prove to everyone, and got Gryffindor, and
was like, "So interesting.
Wait a second, that's not me.
Yeah, what happened?
That's not who I am. Hold on, I've been defining myself a different way my whole life.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Now I feel like I have to retake the Harry Potter test. It's been a while for me.
Yeah,
I'm a Hufflepuff. As far as I know.
Yeah. I would have branded you as a Hufflepuff
really?
I had to guess.
Yay. Most people do. Apparently I'm easy to clock.
You're very sweet. Very sweet, very genuine. Aww. It kind of comes through. So you would you say that cosplay then contributed to you sort of coming out of your shell in any way?
I definitely think so. Yeah, just because if I had it my way, I'd be at home all the time. Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, doing my own thing. But just having to be out in public and, you know, guesting, tabling, and mm-hmm. just talking to strangers all day during a convention. So just after a while, you get kind of used to it and good at it, I hope. I don't know if I'm good at it. But
that's how I feel, too. Yeah. I grew up really, really shy as well. Mm-hmm. And then when I started doing cosplay and having to do tables and talking to so many different people, I was like, I guess I have a little bit of charisma stat
I guess
now.
I'm good at talking
it's
to people.
It's getting better, I feel. You know when you like read a book when you play The Sims and the little bar starts going up?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
That's disturbingly accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So same. And then when you started to do cosplay, what year did you start making your first cosplay, or like what was your motivation? Like, was it a con? Was it Halloween?
It was. Yeah. So my first con ever was Anime Expo in 2011.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a long time ago. So I was still in high school at the time. And it was introduced to me by my sister, because she had gone the year prior. Mm-hmm. And she was telling me about it, like, oh, people dress up from anime just every day at the con in the middle of summer. And I was thinking, right, outside of Halloween, that's crazy. Like, no way. You can dress up outside of Halloween. Uh-huh. So I was like, I got to come check it out next year. So I like bought a bunch of stuff on eBay, and I just threw together Edward from Fullmetal Alchemist, because that was my hyperfixation at the time.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. And I didn't realize how big it was, really. I have like one photo of that cosplay, honestly. And it was, I didn't have a phone. It was taken on my 3DS.
You're kidding.
Little 3DS camera,
crazy.
And they were promoting Fullmetal Alchemist there at the con. So there's a big Alphonse statue.
No way.
And I was like, oh, that's so cool. Let me get a photo.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I had my sister take a photo for me. And a lot of people saw Edward next to Alphonse.
Yeah.
And I was stuck there for maybe like an hour.
Did you know that they were promoting Full Metal Alchemist?
I did not.
Con?
No, I had no idea. I had no idea what to expect. I didn't even know what cons were for.
Uh-huh.
I was just like walking around like, whoa, this is really cool. This is amazing. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I didn't realize that people like to take pictures of people that were dressing up or anything like that. So I was just kind of like, what do I do? what's going on?
Was it a good panic? Were you excited?
It was good. It was exciting for sure. It was just like such a new space to me. Mm-hmm. And again, like I was really shy too. So everybody's like, photo, Edward, can I take your photo? I'm just like,
I did the same. I was a character from Dragon Ball. I did launch was my first well
so
my
cool.
friend made my first cosplay. Mm-hmm. And we walked around as launch, and I was like, this is crazy.
That's so fun.
So after that, did you get the bug? Did it bite you? Did you want to start making a bunch of costumes?
I wouldn't say so, actually.
Really?
I wasn't aware of any other cons, really.
Mm.
So I just did Anime Expo every year, mm-hmm. and I would dress up every year, mm-hmm. usually for like a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize what cosplay was until several years later.
Really?
Yeah, because people would come up to me and they'd be like, oh, I'd like a cosplay. And I would not, I didn't know what that word was. Nobody had explained it to me. I thought it was just dressing up for fun at the con, so that was like the thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Until finally I, somebody had mentioned that to me, like, I really like your cosplay. And I was like, I'm so sorry. What is that? Like,
that's so wild.
And they looked at me very strangely and they were like, the thing that you're doing right now. I was like, oh, didn't know. Had no idea.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Yeah. So nobody told you.
Nobody told me.
Oh my God.
Again, I was just like shy and like kind of kept to myself.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Know,
I was mainly there just to kind of hang out with my small group of friends who weren't really cosplayers, but you know, they also dressed up and we would like walk around and do Artist Alley and shop. That was like the whole thing. So no clue.
How would you say Anime Expo is different in 2011 and now in 2025?
Oh, so different. Back then it was one hall. And
that's so crazy to imagine.
Like one teeny tiny little hall, like the one that's in the main atrium in the south hall upstairs. It was just that, maybe like half of it filled up. With them, but everything was in their Artist Alley. Whoa. Like the few corporate booths that there were.
Yeah,
that was it. And then people would hang out in the little main atrium area, and then maybe you have like a few stragglers in the hallway right there, but That was it.
That's wild. Yeah.
Now, it's taken over the entire convention center.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to shove the artist in the garage now because there's no room, which is crazy. Oh, and it's become really, really corporate. I don't know. Did you get to go inside and see the exhibitor hall at all?
No, I bought a badge. Okay. I didn't go inside one time year.
That's okay. All the fun's outside now.
I know.
But some of these booths were massive.
Really?
Huge, yeah. Like Crunchyroll went all out and they had like huge archways and like light up signs, and I was like, oh my God, it's like a whole experience.
Wow.
It's very corporate for sure. It's like you kind of go in there to shop, but mostly network. That's all it is. It's like a big networking event now.
Right. Itch. That's what I would like to do this year. This year I only went Friday and Sunday. So normally there would be like one of those days, like maybe Thursday or Sunday to go in. But I was like, I got to get my cosplay time in. These are my only days. Yeah. So next year for sure, though, I want to go in and look at everything. You cosplay, but you also stream, right? Do you VTube as well?
I do. Yeah. I VTube. Yeah. So that's been a lot of fun. I'm kind of just dabbling in the space right now, trying to get my foot in and whatnot. But it's funny how it's also starting to become its own thing. And there's a small little fan base that only knows me for the VTubing. And they're not aware of my cosplay persona just because I don't put it on blast all the time. You know, it's there if you look.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not like, oh, I'm also a Kimikun cosplay like every 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
So
so it's a totally different persona.
Yeah.
And you keep it separate.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose. Yeah, you just don't bring it up.
Yeah, I don't bring it up super often. And I think that's kind of funny.
It is funny.
Yeah. Because there's the occasional viewer that will be like, oh, you cosplay? I'm like, yeah, I dabble. I cosplay sometimes. Yeah. And they're all like, this is you?
I was going to say, has anyone seen your stuff? And they're like,
yeah. And they're like, I didn't know you were the same person. And it's been a while since I've streamed or done any personable content with my own voice. So a lot of people don't know what I sound like either. So, you know, it's kind of like a... They've become like their own different identities, which not my intention whatsoever. My intention was just to kind of be a little bit more comfortable on stream. And also, I just like the idea of having a little avatar. It makes it more fun, too.
Yeah, and it takes a little pressure off.
There's just so many different ways that the viewers can interact with it, too. So they can, like, donate to throw little plushes at it, or you can pet it on the head, and all kinds of stuff. So I think that's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, yeah. I totally get it, the appeal of, especially not having to like put makeup on and do.
I can be the whole in my jammies, like this, yeah, like a little gremlin,
yeah,
like playing my games.
Yep, exactly. It's exactly. Great.
Who's to know?
Yeah, especially after cosplay, because it takes so long to get ready and do your makeup and do the
really
wig and
does.
Put the cosplay on, and then sometimes you just want to like sit and not have to do all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
What is your VTuber's name?
Oh, Kemi.
Kemi?
Kemi, yeah. Cute. So everything's just kind of like not very creative. Everything's just kind of shorter acronyms than my actual name.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's cute.
Yeah.
It's well branded.
There you go. Yeah. We'll keep it. We'll say that.
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
Yeah, but it's she's like a, like there's a little bit of lore. She's a little android from the future that
cute.
Like surveys the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
So Kemi stands for Key Exabyte Multiverse Intelligence.
I so, love that so much.
Yeah,
so does it look like you?
I wouldn't say so. I don't know. I've had some people tell me yes and other people tell me no. She's just a cute little anime girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got remnants of you here and there.
I'm a very big fan of just techwear and the like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she looks like that.
Oh, she's cute.
Yeah, she got purple hair. She got like that little cyberpunk aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't complain.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very cute.
I see the resemblance in little ways, yeah. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah. This is a generic anime girl with purple hair.
I think that it is unique because it is you and it has your spirit in there. So it's not generic. Don't do that to yourself. Cosplayer of the year. Kemi, cosplayer of the year 2023. There's nothing generic about you.
Oh, no.
I'm here to hype everyone up.
Okay.
So when you VTube and you stream, do you play games or is it mostly just chatting?
Mm-hmm. A little bit of chatting, a little bit of games,
mm-hmm.
for sure. It's really fun just to kind of have that opportunity to connect with the community again. Because
mm-hmm.
I used to stream before with my face,
mm-hmm.
and I just found it so exhausting.
It is so exhausting.
It's very exhausting just to constantly be engaged and, you know, talk to your audience and whatnot, but also at the same time be, you know, very aware of like the makeup, the lighting, and like how you're sitting and presenting yourself, and also needing to, you know, portray emotions on your face constantly and
mm-hmm.
for 5-6 hours straight. It's a lot.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a lot.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And the pressure of it being live makes you feel like you have to perform the entire time. So you're like on alert.
Yep.
You're like aware of your face.
Yep.
You're aware of your PC. You're aware of chat. It's like just a lot.
Yeah. It's just really mentally taxing for sure. So just having to remove that one element, I've been enjoying myself a lot more.
Good.
Yeah. So it's also just given, you know, I'm sure you're aware our schedules are crazy.
Yes.
Having any excuse to sit down and play games is a welcome one.
I agree. I agree. That is what makes me look forward to it the most. I'm like, I get to play games today.
Yes.
So excited. What games are you playing right now?
Right now, I'm playing Peak. Have you seen Peak?
Yeah, yeah. The one where you climb.
That one's been a lot of fun. And then I've been revisiting old Sonic the Hedgehog games right now.
Oh, yeah, so awesome.
Fun. I'm playing a Sonic Adventure Battle 2.
Nice.
Yeah, which was like my childhood Sonic game. And
that's my favorite Sonic game too.
Yes, awesome. Okay. I've never gone through and tried to do all the emblems or A rank everything.
Oh.
So that's my goal right now.
That's hard. The controls are crazy weird.
it's been difficult.
Yeah, I bet. They ported a bunch of Dreamcast games, and that was one of them, to Steam.
Yes, yes.
And I tried to play it, and I was like, this is crazy. Like, the camera controls, everything is tough.
I'll tell you now, the Steam port's not that good.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go somewhere else, not gonna say where, because it's super legal. But if you go somewhere else, it's much better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. I see. Yeah. I see. I'll hit you up for that later.
Okay. Yes.
<That's a deal. laughs> That was when I fell in love with Rouge the Bat.
Yes.
Love that game. Did you know that, do you ever do karaoke rooms or anything?
Very rarely, but here and there.
Yeah, I imagine, I find them terrifying, but my friends love to sing and they're all very good at it.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I'm the only one who's like, what if I do like random meme raps while we're here instead?
I'm hella good at random meme raps.
That's what I'm saying. Hell well, yeah. So for the next time you go, at least from my experience, every single karaoke room, private karaoke room with the big books, all have Escape from the City.
Oh, perfect.
Every single one of them.
Perfect. I could scream sing that with my eyes closed.
Exactly.
Awesome. Exactly.
So that, if you ever need a song,
perfect.
That's a good one.
I'll keep that in mind.
Do you have any favorite video games in general?
Ooh.
Like ones that you just are like, you see merch or you see anything and you're like, ah, that's
yes.
my game.
I would say Sonic Adventure 2 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow X, like Sonic Generations, the Shadow Generations, that one that just came out. That one's awesome. It's like way better than it had any right to be. Any other video games? I'm very fleeting with my time when it comes to video games. I like games where I can pick them up for an hour and like put them back down kind of thing. I'm not so much of a MMORPG kind of person. Like things like Persona and Final Fantasy, like I can't.
Yeah.
I have to watch somebody else play them. Otherwise, you wouldn't see me for like a month.
Yeah. What about League of Legends?
League of Legends.
You do a ton of League of Legends cosplays.
I dabble now in League nowadays. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, most of my original crew that I used to play with, they've kind of all ventured off and do their own things now. So I'm currently in the process of trying to get like four other people together, because trying to solo queue in League of Legends is like a death sentence.
Horrible.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Terrible.
I exclusively usually play ARAMs now.
Yes, ARAMs. TFT has been a lot of fun too.
Oh yeah.
I enjoy TFT. My sister's really good at TFT, and for whatever reason, I can't seem to get past fourth place, no matter how hard I try. Everybody in that game's cracked now.
I have been hearing about how good it is from many, many people and have just never tried it.
Oh,
but
you should
it
definitely
seems
give
like
it
it'd
a
be
try.
Fun.
Yeah, it's fun. You can throw like, you know, 80 of your friends in there too, and you can all just battle and whatnot. It's kind of got that gacha element, because you get like the random rolls and whatnot. So if you get the team that you're looking for, it's like crack. It's like crack cocaine. It's awesome.
I see. I see the appeal. I've been wanting to try it for a while. I just, you know, when you are recommended something and you are super interested and then you sleep and you completely forget that conversation happened.
Yeah.
That's what happens to me with most things.
Fair.
And then I hear it brought up again and I'm like, oh yeah, I really wanted to try that.
Whenever somebody tells me something or recommends me something, I go, text me. If it only stays in this verbal space, I'm going to forget.
Same.
Text me.
Absolutely same. I need to see it written down.
Yep.
Or it'll never come back to me again. Well, you've been to a ton of cons, cosplaying all around. What conventions have you been to outside the U.S.?
Ooh, outside the U.S. I've been to Ara Ara Con in Mexico City. That was a lot of fun. And I'm trying to remember. Oh, goodness.
Or your favorite country to travel.
I went to a con in Costa Rica, and I'm struggling to remember the name of the con now. It starts with an E.
I think I know which one you're talking about, and I also, unfortunately, can't
help you because
I don't remember
but
either.
That was probably my favorite one I have been to. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful country.
Aww.
And the hosts were also just so accommodating, and they gave us a tour of a volcano while we were there, and they served us like three meals a day while we were there. We stayed at this beautiful beautiful villa too, and they so cool, and just all the locals there were like amazing cosplayers with very, very limited materials compared to what we have here in the States, because I didn't know this, they don't have addresses over there. Unless it's like a major corporation building, yeah, it's just like my house is the third one on the right kind of thing. Or they use coordinates.
Whoa.
So they can't get like, they don't have Amazon out there because Amazon does not work like that. And so there's like a lot of things that they just don't have access to. Like we
That's
do like,
crazy.
You know, foam or paint or mm-hmm. any materials like that. So, and as they were explaining this to me, they were like, yeah, this is all stuff like sourced locally, just from what we have and what I can find, like either from thrifting or wow. like, you know, craft stores or whatnot. And I'm like, that's crazy mm-hmm. that you're able to make something this good.
Yeah.
Like better than I can do. Like just with what, and we have like everything here.
Yeah, yeah.
You can just order it like same Especially day, Amazon.
Near California.
Yeah, for sure. So I thought that was really impressive.
That's crazy.
Cosplayers out there were really good.
Yeah, I think back to like the 2010 era of like ordering things on eBay yeah. and like having to go to the malls and stuff.
Oh, eBay.
I know. Not knowing how it was going to show up.
Yep.
And I think of how difficult it was then. I can't even begin to imagine not having like foam right there.
Yeah, for sure. And it just cosplay in general has become so mainstream now, especially mm-hmm. here in the States, which is cool to see. But also, I just remember having that transition or that realization where, you know, you spend like $300, $400 on fabric and you make the whole outfit from scratch. I'm like, you're telling me I can get this immaculately crafted Luna Snow cosplay for $60.
Yeah.
And it's basically perfect. No yeah. alterations or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I doing?
I know. It's crazy. I know so many people who used to do commissions who mm-hmm. were like, I can't keep up with all this. Like,
yeah, and they pump them out so fast mm-hmm. too. So I it's great. I love that it's more accessible, especially with how expensive materials are getting nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm for commissioners especially, I find that it's probably difficult to keep up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I think, almost also a product of social media and needing to keep up with the content
yes.
constantly, where
yeah.
There isn't really enough time to even make everything as fast as possible anymore because you could just order it.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
It's so rough. That's probably like the one thing that's changed about the cosplay community that I don't like so much
mm-hmm.
is just the speed.
Yeah.
Like you have to, not necessarily that you have to be the first, but you got to be quick,
mm-hmm.
right? Just because everything moves so quickly now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing it while it's trending, then it's basically irrelevant, which is such like a dumb way to go about things. It's
yeah.
like, I should be able to cosplay whoever I want, whenever I want, you know,
mm-hmm.
and not have to worry about, you know, numbers or the return on it.
Right.
Which I unfortunately do have to worry about it because yeah. this is our job.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's tough. And I miss that too. I'm struggling a lot back and forth between needing to pump things out, knowing that you have to have like content coming out at all times, and wanting to sit down and make something that I really, really love.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to yep. balance.
Have you heard of the work triangle, the Holy Trinity?
Yes, yeah. but please explain it for everyone.
So it's quality, quantity, and time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only have two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can never, ever have all three.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm more of a, what'd you call it? I would like to be a quality and a time person. But unfortunately, I stray more towards quality and quantity, and I kill myself.
That's how I feel, too.
I'm just like, more, too. Faster. It's oh,
yeah,
so exhausting.
Yeah. It is. It's, yes. The life of a cosplayer.
Indeed.
The nightly hotel room before the con. Super glue.
I'm very proud of this fact. I've never, ever had to work on anything in a hotel room.
No way.
Never.
That's
never bought my sewing
crazy.
Machine. Never. Nothing. I refuse to start now.
You are the only cosplayer in the world that I think has.
I've helped other people in their hotel rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. But I've never done it for myself.
That is a wild fact. You know, that's what makes someone cosplayer of the year. Just gonna keep bringing this up.
No!
That's crazy. I didn't think that existed.
That's fair.
I would have put money down that didn't exist. Damn. Yeah. Well, I commend you.
Thank you.
And I'm a little jealous.
I'm hoping I can keep that streak going, for sure.
I believe in you. If you've made it this far,
yeah.
then I think you can too.
Fingers crossed.
How do you get everything done in time?
Lack of sleep, for sure. When I was in college, my schedule was so crazy because I was working full time and I was also at school full time. Mm-hmm. And then my last 2 years specifically, I was at school. My schedule was so strange. I was at school 5 days a week as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't enough time in the day to like even get like a full 8 hours in. So I just slept in 2 hour increments about 3-4 times a day for 2 years. And I've never lost that skill, oddly enough. So if I need to, I can. I'm like, okay, this is the grind that we're on right now.
That's crazy.
It happens very rarely, but sometimes, like, you know, if shit needs to get done, then yeah, I'll do it.
Wild. Yeah. Sleeping is a skill. I think sleeping is one of the most important skills ever. I read a article. I don't remember where, so don't. Someone might need to fact check me, but. Talking about how like celebrities are able to like, or like pop stars are able to like fly around constantly and work constantly. Mm-hmm. And like, what is this like secret sauce to like that like lifestyle? And somebody was saying you have to be able to sleep anywhere.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't do that. I can't sleep anywhere. I wish I could.
Really?
Like, I can't sleep in cars. I can't sleep on planes. But also I'm a little strange. If the sun is up, then I'm up. Like, just no matter how long it's been, no matter how long I haven't slept, if the sun is out, I'm like, okay, it's time to be awake right now. I'm like a bird. You like, you know, if it's dark out, I get tired. And then if you, you know, you put like a drape over my head, then I'll probably like knock out immediately.
Damn. That is also so opposite of like cosplayer, like, stereotypes.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me, to be completely honest with you.
No, absolutely nothing. I just think that it's crazy in a good way. Like,
it is weird.
Bizarre.
I agree. Because
but interesting.
I could be on a plane in Japan for 16 hours, and then if I land at 9 a.m., I'm like, okay, cool, full day, no jet lag.
Wow. Yeah. What a crazy, cool skill.
I didn't sleep a wink on that plane, though. I wish I could have.
Wow. You know, I recently got a head strap. And it is like, as ridiculous as it sounds.
Yes,
you literally
those.
Strap your head to the seat
yes.
pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And the eye mask covers your eyes.
Yeah.
And so your head doesn't like fall forward or anything. And you can sleep really, really well, but you have to sacrifice all of your dignity
That's
to do it.
That's fair. Like, who cares? You're on a freaking tube in the air with like 100 people shoved in there.
Right.
I don't care.
I unfortunately do care, and I'll only use it when I have friends in the same row as me. Mm. But the caveat to that is that they all take photos.
Ah.
And now there are photos that exist of me doing it. But it works so well that my friend Morgan also just bought one. Nice. And she uses it all the time now too.
I'm going to try it then.
You should.
Yeah, for sure. Because I don't care.
If you have no ego, it rocks.
Don't care, bro. I would definitely give that a try. I tried this one neck pillow with like a little plastic insert in it. Where, you know, it kind of like supports your neck between your shoulder, and oh my God, didn't work worth a shit for me. It's like,
What do you end up doing on all the flights if you can't sleep?
Usually work. Like, I'll do edits. I'll be on my phone, you know, watch a movie, webtoons, you know, and anything to keep myself busy.
Yeah.
For sure.
That is wild. do you have any unhinged convention hacks?
Ooh.
Or anything that you're like, this is my emergency kit that I bring to conventions?
Ooh, huh. Let me think. Unhinged. I mean, I always bring my Crocs with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing them right now.
A great convention hack.
Yes.
Because those shoes hurt after
a while. They always do. And what you call it? I'm like, I have those wide Grecian feet too. Mm. I do not have nice little dainty lady feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so just any women's shoe just is torture for me.
Mm.
So like, I always bring an extra pair of shoes. I always bring a little repair bag with a small pair of scissors, like black and white thread.
Mm-hmm.
And Guterman glue. I love that stuff. That's what is so that? Good. It's, you can't get it in the States for whatever reason, so I have to buy it on Etsy. It's only available in like Canada and the UK.
We're getting hot tips.
Yes, but it's like a Gutermann fabric glue. That stuff is like E6000, but it actually works.
Okay. Thank you so much for saying that. E6000, I would like to circle back to that after we finish. Keep going.
Yeah, but it's great. I'll send you a link. Mm-hmm. It works on everything. Everything. And like usually like a little thing of super glue and batteries for like whatever LEDs I have in my costumes and whatnot. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the mini fan, because I do get quite warm.
Yeah.
And what was the last thing? Oh, like a phone stand and like a phone charger. And I have it all shoved in a one little bag that's shaped like a shark that I have. My little shark bag. So it's really bright. It's really colorful. I'm not going to lose it.
Yeah. Your go bag. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy that you just brought up the fact that E6000 doesn't work. I'm going to clip this. I'm going to send it to my roommate, Witchy Brew. This is for you. Witchy loves E6000. She uses it on everything. And every single time I've ever used E6000, it doesn't work. It doesn't stick.
It doesn't.
And things fall off.
It takes so long to dry, too.
Yes.
It's garbage.
E6000's garbage. Yeah. Witchy, the cosplayer of the year in 2023, says E6000 is garbage. You've heard it here first.
Yep. Like for
I promise I'm going to recycle that bit eventually.
Perfect. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, no, it doesn't work worth a shit. Wish it did. But it doesn't.
I wish it did too. Every time I've tried to use it, it has failed me every single time.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I feel so vindicated. I've ascended. do you have any advice for someone interested in entering cosplay competitions?
Definitely depends on the cosplay competition. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you read all the rules beforehand thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
And because, some of them low-key are kind of, just meshed into whatever costume is best, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have your other competitions, which are heavily sewing-based or, like, craftsmanship-based,
mm-hmm.
Special effects-based. There's even some cons that I know of that do, like, makeup sections as well, if you're heavily, like, embellished in special effects and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So read the rules beforehand. And also just have fun with it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such, like, a stressful environment, I feel like,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're being judged up close mm-hmm. as well. And also, depending on the competition, sometimes it's, like, stage presence and, wow, your costume looks lovely. And other times they're flipping your seams inside out to make sure, to check the finish and whatnot. That's nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm.
But read the rules thoroughly. Mm-hmm. I find like a lot of people that are getting into competitions more often than not realize like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have entered at this level, or maybe I should have entered this side of the competition first before, this mm-hmm. one and whatnot. And throw rules and just focus on having a good time, because
mm-hmm.
it is draining. You're usually in costume like break of dawn to when entry or judging is, all the way up until the evening when they have the actual show.
Right.
Yeah. So just have a good time. Don't stress,
mm-hmm.
which is like telling me not to stress, which is basically impossible.
Try. But keep
a lighter headspace. Yeah.
How many competitions have you entered?
I've only entered, I want to say, I think like two competitions actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so not that many. I never had any intention of competing ever. Mm-hmm. Just again, going back to the whole me being shy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I it's a very intimidating space for me to put up like my work against other crafters.
Mm-hmm.
But it was my dad actually who was like, "You got to try it at least once. Like, this is the space that you're in." He's like, clearly you're already on a competitive level. You should give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first one I did, I placed second. And then the second time I competed, I won. So, and I was like, all right, cool. I'm good.
I did it.
Yeah, did the thing. I competed.
Achievement unlocked.
Yeah, personally, it's not for me. Mm. Especially the people that compete, they dedicate their whole year sometimes to this one particular costume. Mm-hmm. And for what I do in this space, I do not have that kind of time to dedicate a whole year to something. I wish I did. Mm-hmm. Maybe later when, you know, I kind of start to like slow down and maybe like phase out of the space a little bit. Mm-hmm. I would be down to compete again for sure. Mm-hmm. If I could actually have time to dedicate my whole like bussy into like one costume, that'd be cool. But yeah, for me personally, it's just I don't know, I feel so like full and like vindicated already just from being able to do what I love and mm-hmm. make cosplays of characters that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. I don't really have that competition bug. Mm-hmm. I don't feel this need to compete, oddly mm-hmm. enough, which is, I don't know, kind of odd, because if you tell me we're going to play Mario Kart, I'll definitely throw down.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
talk shit the whole time.
Right. Good. The way Mario Party should be played.
Yeah, when it comes to crafting, not so much. And it's not like a fear or anything mm-hmm. that I don't like want to compete or that I'm scared to compete. I just don't have that urge, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is totally fair.
Yeah.
If it doesn't bring you joy, then why dedicate so much time and effort to
it? For sure, yeah. I just kind of wanted to, you know, try it out, say that I did it, mm-hmm. and yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, and you got the win under your belt, and you got to experience it.
Yep.
What costumes did you enter for both of those?
It was Vi, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very attached to Vi from League of Legends. I love her.
And you let me, that was one of the first times we
Yes, talked. That's right.
You let me borrow your Vi gauntlets when I was here. I don't remember what year it was.
Yeah, but it was a while ago.
The first season of Arcane had just come out. Yes. So whenever that was, mm-hmm. time's a construct that doesn't exist.
Yeah, honestly. Freak if I know. I don't even know what year it is.
I appreciate that, though. Thank you.
Of course, anytime.
A stranger asked to borrow your Vi gauntlets.
You're always welcome.
Came through for me. Thank you very much.
You're now no longer a stranger either, so now you're even more obligated to come ask me for stuff.
I appreciate that. That's what I love about the cosplay community, though. It's very, like, kind.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. Plus, like, again, like, you know, we're expected to do things so quick. With, like, so little turnaround, too.
Right.
So it's like, hey, if you want to cosplay this character, like, please. I have it. Just hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just let's get more life out of it. It's such a disservice to, like, all the work that we put into things for it only to be worn for, like, one time or for one shoot.
Yeah.
I would prefer to give it a lot more love and actually feel like, you know, it was worth something.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Do you judge a lot now?
I do, yeah. Here and there when I'm asked to. I've judged like a lot of like, you know, smaller conventions. I've done like a couple for larger conventions, but I enjoy judging. It's mm-hmm. a lot of fun. And I feel like oddly enough, I kind of dabble a little bit in everything. Mm-hmm. So there's no like gaps in my knowledge really
mm-hmm.
when it comes to judging. I'm like kind of like the like what's the term that I'm thinking of?
Jack of all trades.
Yes, jack of all trades, but master of none kind of thing. Yeah,
I know enough about all of these things. Yes. Sewing, props, armor,
for sure. Like that. So I feel like I can appreciate everything, but I'll never be like super top tier in any of those particular things, which is totally fine. But yeah,
I disagree with you again.
Stop disagreeing with me, Danielle.
I think you're very good at everything. And I think that's fair. You've put a lot of time and effort into mastering a lot of these different skills. So I would consider you very, very good at everything.
Oh,
personally.
Thank you. I just like making things with my hands.
Yeah, yeah.
I really, really love crafting. It's so fun. So, and just making things myself. I feel like even if I wasn't doing cosplay, I'd still be making stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what, but just Same. Anything I could just build or make with my hands, whether it's like knitting, Legos, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I feel the same way. I want to go off the rails and talk about your nails for a second. Mm-hmm. Are they press-ons or are they?
They're acrylic. Actually.
Okay. Yeah. So are mine. And I want to know how crafting is with the nails on.
Oh, excellent.
Right? Yeah, I totally agree, but I get that question all the time.
You're like, so, how do you do anything? I'm like, actually, it makes a lot of things way easier.
Way easier. I have tools on my hands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can like press in seams. You can pick stuff. You can get paint on them and it just comes right off.
Little tweezers. Yep. Yeah, right? I was curious how you felt about it because a lot of people are like, how do you craft with those? And I'm like, in fact, better.
Yeah.
Faster.
Much
stronger.
Better.
Especially, I mean, Warbler isn't as big anymore, but when Warbler was pretty big, I was so good at like getting into those seams.
Oh yeah. 100%. All my nerve endings in my fingertips are dead from
those
Warbler years. It's
all
crazy.
Burned off.
Yeah.
We should rob a bank.
We should.
Off the record.
I probably have no fingerprints.
Together, get all the cosplayers together.
Perfect, yeah.
No fingerprints.
Yeah, no fingerprints, gang.
If somebody were to go somewhere for their first convention, which convention would you recommend that they attend?
Ooh, I would just recommend just whatever, like average to small size local con that's in your area. Mm-hmm. You know, check it out. Like, you know, get to know your community and like your local artists too. I feel like that's always fun. It's a great way to make friends.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of getting to meet people in your area that you wouldn't have met otherwise unless it was for your local con. I've known quite a few people actually that have been to their first con ever, like being Anime Expo recently and just being completely overstimulated and overwhelmed with just how big it is.
Yeah.
And there's just like so much to do and it's crowded. It's hot. It's in the middle of summer. It's in LA of all places. And they're just like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. I'm like, no. No. Go somewhere else. Go somewhere small. You know, like there's plenty of local cons that are just like, you know, that need more attendees and they want to like, you know, grow and get more people in there. And I feel like those spaces nowadays are the most genuine and the most fun for sure. Yeah. It's hard to like see everybody at Anime Expo now.
Yeah.
That used
really
to be
is.
The con that I'd go and hang out with everybody. But now it's like, you know, if you don't see me and if I don't see you, I'm not going to take it personally. Like it's Anime Expo.
Yeah. I know. Exactly. It's wild. I had plans to meet up with a bunch of people at Anime Expo and didn't see almost anyone.
Yep. This completely falls through. There's just so much going on for sure. But yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's important to recognize that. Like, it's important to have people who do cons the same way as you do. You know what I mean? With the, like, not if it doesn't bother them if you don't meet up with them.
Yeah.
Making sure that you have friends who aren't going to be upset with you for that is my personal take is important if you want like the longevity of it all, you know. Changing the subject a little bit, you have mentioned that you've made more than 100 cosplays. Have you counted how many you've made?
Ooh, it's been a while since I last counted, but I want to say we're approaching like 150 right now.
That's wild.
Yes. Yeah,
I've never counted mine, but I imagine it would be somewhere near there now. But
yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a lot. And then I shuddered to think about it sometimes. I'm like, oh, been doing this for a long time.
How do you store them all? Do you sell any of them ever?
I do. Like a lot of the ones that I don't wear anymore, I'll sell on Depop. Love giving my stuff new homes for sure. That's always really special. And it's great to see that they're not like rotting away somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. But thankfully, I have a very large walk-in closet. So a lot of my stuff gets organized into like bins and hung up in the little bags, and I try to keep everything labeled and whatnot. But I try not to hold on for things for too long either. There's a few companies that I work with where they're like, hey, you know, like hold on to that. We're going to need more of that later on. You know, so I'll hold on to stuff from like Riot or Bandai Namco and whatnot just in case. But other than that, it's like again, like the whole curse of like needing to pump things out fast and the turnaround and the longevity of some of these things, right? It's like sometimes you make it for like that one TikTok that's trending and then you're like, all right, cool, and on to the next thing. And that feels so bad. So I really, really enjoy being able to like sell my old costumes and then see people actually enjoy them more than I would, for sure.
Right, right. Yeah. I agree. It becomes overwhelming after a while too. And
yes,
it's piling up and piling up.
Yes. Oh, like Jessica, I appreciate her so much because sometimes she'll hit me up. She'll be like, hey, do you still have this? I'm like, girl, that has been sitting in my closet for 2 years. Please take it off
take
my hands.
Take it away.
Yeah. And she is like the upcycling queen.
Yeah.
She will take like, you know, my costume I haven't worn in like forever and just make it into this new beautiful thing. And that's always really fun to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Recycling, it's nice. It's important too,
yes.
I think.
I encourage people to recycle more. I wish I did. I think I've only really bought like, it's so funny. I've only bought like one cosplay from someone and it was Ryan's Vi cosplay way back in the day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No way.
He was selling it. And I was like, yo, can I buy that off of you? I love Vi. And it was before I had really started crafting myself, but he had talked to me about it, about like how he had designed it and put it together, and that inspired me to make my own after that.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So
I've been trying to get Ryan to come be on the podcast.
Yes.
Too. I think he'd be such a fun guest.
100%.
They're always so busy when they travel here though. One day I'm gonna lock you down, Ryan.
Get him in here.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Is there a cosplay or a couple cosplays that you are the most proud of?
Ooh. I would say Vi, for okay. sure. Mm-hmm. Always a lot of fun. I just love that character so much. She's great. And, most proud of, I would say maybe Emma Frost that I did recently.
I love your Emma Frost.
Thank you.
It looks so good.
I pumped that out in a ridiculous amount of time, like less than a week, I want to say. I would not have been able to do it if I didn't have the bodysuit and the wig already ready to go.
But
the armor in particular was just kind of like this mad blur of me trying a bunch of different painting techniques and having that 1 out of 10 miraculous situation where it just worked the first time. That never happens to me.
It never happens.
And I was like, wow. So just like in general, I'm like that high that I got from making that costume in particular, I was like, that's really good.
Nice. Yeah, I love that. I love the way you painted everything too.
I was really just guessing. I was like, I think this is how this is going to go together. We're going to see.
It worked.
Perfect.
It worked. It looked so good. Is there a part of cosplay that you find really tedious and time consuming that fans might be unaware of? Or a particular aspect of cosplay that you think deserves more appreciation?
Let's see.
It's a hard question.
Yeah, it is.
Big question.
I feel like with how mainstream it is nowadays and with people showcasing their talents a little bit more on social media as well, I feel like there is a lot more appreciation in the space. I feel like wig makers definitely don't get enough credit, for sure.
I agree.
For the amount of hours that goes into making wigs, because there's people online all the time being like, oh my god, why does this wig cost like, you know, $1,000-$2,000? And I myself was in that boat too for quite a while, where I was like, oh my gosh, these wigs are so expensive. But I had made one myself recently. I did a velvet from Hasbin Hotel, this huge, like, you know, structured ponytail thing, and it took me, I want to say, like 200 hours for something that I would argue that, you know, isn't all that impressive compared to what professionals do, for sure. And I was like, holy crap. It's so much time, it's so tedious, it takes so much effort. And wig makers make it look so easy, you know. And
yeah
for sure. So I was just like, damn, okay. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, especially because you're right by Maddie, right?
Yes.
And you work with Maddie a lot. Umbra Wigs.
Miss Umbra Wigs. She's so
like
talented. Holy crap.
The goat.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love her wigs. And I can't believe how easy she makes it look.
I know.
She can pump something out in an hour that I wouldn't be able to achieve in a week. It's crazy.
With the longest nails of all time.
Yes, which, again, like the whole nail thing, I was like, I don't understand how you work with those. But they work like these perfect little comb styling tools. And she's able to, like, perfectly, like, you know, pinch and create those spikes with her nails. And it's just so fascinating to watch.
Yeah. I would love to see her work sometime.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite material or a favorite part of cosplay, like sewing, props, foam?
I would say right now I'm leaning more towards props. Mm-hmm. It used to be sewing. Mm-hmm. Sewing was what I was the most comfortable with. But nowadays, just 3D printing and prop making has been a lot of fun. That's like the new thing that I've been enjoying. I'm sure it will change again later.
Yeah.
Prop making has been a ton of fun. And my props just keep getting bigger and more massive and more complicated.
Yeah. Especially with the Vi gauntlets. I feel like you started baseline pretty high.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I'm making, or when does this episode air?
Couple weeks?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I won't say too much then, because I make a couple weeks. Yeah, I won't say too much, but I'm making another pair for another Vi cosplay right now.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys will see it by then. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, it's another pair of Vi gauntlets.
Well, that's a perfect segue because we are out of time. I would love for you to announce anything new and exciting that you're working on. Ooh. And also where everyone can find you on the internet.
Yeah, sure. You guys can find me at Akemi-kun Cosplay everywhere, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that good stuff. And anything new, I'm always making something new.
True. Facts.
I'm always crafting. I'm always making funny little cosplay skits, and I stream twitch.tv/KemiVT. But I don't know. I feel like in general, I'm just like, you guys will see me around.
Yeah.
I'm always kind of dabbling in all these different fandoms and just, you know, doing whatever is my current hyper fixation.
Yeah.
So I feel like with how I operate, I'll just kind of randomly pop up in your timeline and you're like, oh yeah, it's Kemi.
Still there. Yep. Still kicking. And you have a cool Vi, a mystery Vi cosplay on the way.
Indeed. It will be coming out August 1st. Y'all see it.
Nice. So, yeah. All right. Well, we'll all keep an eye out for that.
Yippee.
Would you say that you have a least favorite part of cosplay, and what would it be?
Probably